I was interested just to listen to Breakfast on Double A during the week, and Chris McDermott with chatting with Jane, it was originally, and then came in and a chat with Keith and JK. But just saying that they've got the Labradoodle, the pup now, and the old Labradoodle's taking over that McDermott house, you can imagine, with the twins and Bone, and yeah, him and his the hours that he's up and about and around and getting the dog up and about. Evidently, the dog is just consuming the house, physically eating the house. So I thought I'd better find out and go to an expert dog obedience trainer and just find out whether it's Bone, they've made the wrong choice, what you can do with your dog if you've got a similar story about being challenged with the pup. And Sam Lewis, who looks after, and it's got my producer Katrina giggling, the name of the business, which is probably the first question to Sam Lewis. How did you come up with the name Sherlock Bones as a dog trainer? G'day, Sam.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, going well, thanks. Just tell us a little bit about Sherlock Bones. I just jumped on the web, I just jumped on the internet and said, look, this dog obedience South Australia, and up came Sherlock Bones. It was always going to be the first place I rang.
Yeah, we were looking for a catchy name to start the new business, and unfortunately I can't take the credit for that. It was the brother-in-law who came up with that one. Apparently, there was a movie many years ago or a cartoon or something similar along those lines.
Very much so, yeah. Sherlock Bones. How did you get into it? Have you always had an interest in the canines?
Yeah, I have. As a youngster, I spent a lot of time on a farm growing up with the dogs, and yeah, I was always devastated when one of the dogs got run over by the milk tanker or shot for chasing cattle. So out of an interest of self-preservation and keeping my buddy's alive, I started to learn about dog training when I was a youngster.
And you've just managed to, well, you've turned it into a business, Sherlock Bones. And, I mean, how busy do you get? Are you out and about? Is there groups? Do you do one-on-one? Do you go to schools? Tell us a little bit about the dog training, the dog obedience business.
Yeah, sure. What we do at Sherlock Bones is we specialise in home dog training because we think that is the most important place to get control. You spend 99% of your time with your dog in the home. So to us, it seems pointless to go down to a park or an oval or in big groups where it's quite often chaotic to try and get control to bring it back in the home. Whereas if you can control your dog where you spend most of your time, it's then much easier to take that same control with you out into the public.
And what a good way of doing, good way to think. I mean, I'm trying to apply it to me. We're going to get to Chris McDermott at some stage with the Labradoodle, but like our little fellow, I mean, she's our little lady, sorry, and she's well controlled around home. She knows her way around home. We've had her for 10 or a dozen years now, but when we do take her out to the park, she does feel a little bit threatened by some other dogs and, you know, certainly ones that are big. She's a little Jack Russell. So, you know, do we have to be careful about that sort of thing?
Well, absolutely. And a lot of people have got a misconception that all dogs are going to be friends and get along with anyone, everyone and every other dog, and it's just not the case. In my opinion, there's a lot of dogs being let off lead in parks and public places that shouldn't be. What can look like rough, exuberant play is actually bullying. And, you know, a dog that experiences bullying can become fearful and in worst cases become a fear-aggressive dog. So you do need to be very careful in who you let your dog socialise with.
How do you tell that? I mean, you know, you've got your dog at home and he or she's just beautiful and cuddly and does all the right thing, chases, picks up a little snack, a treat or whatever. But how do you know if they've got the bullying tendency or can be bullied?
Okay, I mean, first of all, I don't believe you should be letting your dogs off lead in parks unless your dog will come back to you when called, when distracted by other dogs. That way you do have effective control over your dog. And the things to look for is if your dog is playing with another dog and your dog keeps running up looking towards you, running back to your side under your legs, those are the signs of your dog being bullied and looking for help.
Okay.
And unfortunately, a lot of people will look at their dogs and say, hey, toughen up. And that really is damaging the relationship because what that is saying to your dog is, you know, I'm not in control, you have to fend for yourself.
Yeah, it makes it tough, doesn't it? I mean, yeah, we all love to see them enjoying themselves, love to see them running around. I mean, it's just fantastic fun. But, yeah, the ability to have the control. When you say that, though, you know, if you were just to call in your normal, calm, disciplined voice and the dog comes back, you know you've then got control?
Yeah, absolutely. And especially if you can do that while there's other dogs running around, while your dog is distracted, that's a good level of control.
Okay. What are some of the giveaways? I'll get told that if she won't come back, our little one lay down and she should come over to there. Is that a good trick that we can keep up our sleeve to use?
Mate, you could be laying there a long time, especially depending on what type of dog you got and how many other dogs are in the park, especially when they're distracted. You really do need to do the training before you get to the park.
Okay. Just tell us about the selection of dog. We have so many people that enjoy and love the dog, but they make an inaccurate choice as far as getting the dog. What should you be looking for, and has it got any influence with the family that you've got already?
Yeah, it absolutely does. I don't like to put too much emphasis on specific breeds because I don't like to say to someone, I think this type of dog will suit you. But if they don't like the look of the dog, the temperament of the dog, the colourings even, they're not going to be happy with it. It has to be a dog that you're happy with, that you like the look of. But importantly, you've got to make sure you pick the right puppy as well. And you like the parents. I mean, there's no point picking out the most energetic, boisterous puppy in the litter if you just want a quiet lap dog. And you need to be wary of some of the more softer dogs that tend to be a lot shyer as well if you're looking for an outgoing dog when you pick a dog.
Okay. Now, we've got to get to... So we've made the choice, but McDermott, I don't know if you know Chris McDermott, of course, Captain the Crows, the inaugural Crows captain, he's got the twins, young twins. He's got a Labradoodle. I mean, is that I'm screwing my nose up when I say that. How do you make a choice of, a big, tough Aussie footballer and captain the club? They got a Labradoodle. You're kidding me, aren't you?
Personally, I love the Labradors, and Poodles are an intelligent dog. I think they make great family pets.
Yes.
But there does tend to seem to be a huge variation with the Labradoodles. I've seen some that are waist high and I've seen some that barely come over your ankles.
Okay.
Depending on the breeding of them, whether it was a miniature poodle or a standard poodle, you really do need to do your homework and look at the parents and make sure they've got the qualities you're looking for.
Because Chris was saying during the week on Roto here on AA he does breakfast that the dog is intelligent, so we're not having a go at the intelligence of the pup, but she seems to get up onto the bath, then up onto the edge of the basin and grabs the kids' toothbrushes and just disappears with them. How do we stop the dog from being able to do that? What sort of training can we put in place, Sam?
Okay, I mean, first of all, we need to work out, is it an attention-seeking behaviour or is the dog looking for something to chew on? A lot of behaviours we see with dogs in people's homes are a product of poor choices with diet and nutrition or people acting inappropriately around the dog. A lot of times when dogs are jumping up doing this attention-seeking behaviour, people react in the ways that gives the dog the attention, so they keep doing it. Even though people think they're reacting negatively by jumping back, pushing their hands down, all of these types of things, it actually excites the dog. And when the dog grabs a toothbrush, you go running around after the dog in the house, yelling no, drop it, all of this. The dog thinks it's fantastic, it's got all of your attention, let's keep going all day.
I can just see Bone doing it. That's what's making me giggle. I'm sorry, Sam, but I can just see my inaugural Crows captain chasing the dog around trying to get the toothbrush, doing exactly the wrong thing. It's ridiculous. Tell us you must have had some fantastic stories, but I guess there'd be a few horror stories in the day in the life of Sherlock Bones.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've had dogs run off with people's wallets, credit cards, mobile phones, remote controls. All sorts of disastrous things that can be quite expensive. And it's even worse when they get a bit of time with them, destroy it and end up swallowing a piece of it.
Oh, dear. Yeah, because then it's off to the vet and let's try, if it doesn't pass naturally, we do have an issue.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if your dog eats the wrong thing and there's a bowel blockage, you're easily looking at a $1,000 plus vet bill.
I guess that's an interesting one. I mean, there is now the opportunity of taking, it's almost like a health insurance cover with some of the dogs and some of the vets. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, for sure, and it is big business.
It's amazing. I mean, you hear some stories of, they do get fed, and we do that. We're appalled by some of the horror stories, but traditionally they are well fed. Do they know when to stop eating? I just talking to Katrina Gill, my producer, you spoke with Sam, and she said that her dog got up and ate a complete leg of lamb off the kitchen bench, just didn't know when to stop eating it.
Unfortunately, dogs are inherently scavengers, and they are opportunists, and we do need to regulate how much they eat and how often they eat, because out in the wild, they don't get fed regular meals and they have to take what they can get.
Are you happy with what you see? I mean, most of you would, you obviously go down the park. What sort of dog have you got, more importantly, Sam?
I've got a couple of dogs. At the moment, I've got a shepherd, German shepherd, and a little staffy.
Okay, nice cross. Are there some that perhaps are just no-nos that, you know, have got the history and the no-go for, you know, little families that we shouldn't be going near?
No, I don't think so. I think I think education is the key. A lot of people keep jumping up and down about the bull breeds, but I think they make fantastic family pets, especially because they are a little bit more robust. They're harder for the kids to accidentally hurt. But in saying that, they do need the right type of training and education, and especially the owners, on how to deal with these dogs, especially while they're puppies, to prevent any problems occurring down the track.
So is it just a case of, as you mentioned puppies there, Sam, you know, once you've got the puppy, get it into a discipline, keep the control, just be firm, enjoy it, but then you're pretty right for the time that you've got it?
It's always much easier to prevent the problems, but in saying that, you know, we do deal with dogs that are 8, 9, 12 years old, but it is always much easier to prevent the problem than trying to cure it.
Yeah, we had a call of Paul off air. He just came through and just wondered, how do we stop, well, it's the old, I'll say it because we get that, but stop the dog jumping up and, well, the humping of the leg, the giveaway that the dog's pretty keen to see you.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the first thing is how you're behaving. I mean, if people didn't react when the dogs came up and jumped on them, the dogs wouldn't keep doing it.
Okay.
So the first thing is, I mean, a lot of the old fables, stick your hand out, turn your back on the dog, stick your knee out, all of these types of things, with a lot of your breeds, it just turns into a game. I mean, for example, your boxers, your Labradors, they jump, you stick your knee out, that's shove, push, shove, push, shove, they love it.
Great fun. Yeah, this is how good is this? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So the key with having a well-behaved dog is being able to control them with your voice so you can stop the behaviour before it happens.
Boy, there'd be people listening to this going, how good is this? I mean, they will be ringing and wanting to know, how do we stop them? How do we do it? Sam, thanks so much for your time. I thought it might be a bit of fun, and it was. Just to get a bit more of an idea about these little pups, how we deal with them, what we should do. But, yeah, be sensible, keep control, and they should be a lot of fun. How do we get in touch with you, Sam, from Sherlock Bones?
Sure, we have a website, sherlockbones.com.au. And we've got all our information on there and contact information, or we can be contacted direct on 1300 22 4403.
That's the way to do it. Sherlock Bones, Sam Lewis from Sherlock Bones. If you need some advice, and a lot of people have been ringing through, and difficult to put them to air with you chatting as well, but if those people who want to get in touch, they can do that. Sherlock Bones, speak with Sam Lewis and he'll put you on the right track. Thanks for your time today, pal. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, now, Sam Lewis there from Sherlock Bones made everyone giggle when we found the name of the business. But, yeah, just how you want to get involved and make sure that the dog is well-behaved, that you've got control of the dog when you're down the park. We want you to be able to enjoy that. That's, of course, why you do it. But, if you've got some issues, as we said, Sherlock Bones, he's the man to get to, Sam Lewis from Sherlock Bones, just to give us a bit of an idea. And it's just such a great link with Bone, Chris McDermott, that we just could not speak to Sam Lewis. Sherlock Bones there, our dog expert, just to learn to control that little pup and enjoy your time down at the park. There's-